supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I just spent an hour and a half waiting to see a doctor, and I was miserable. And I was miserable because I was hating every moment I was in. So what I was doing was I was fighting against it, demanding that it be different, wishing that it be different. So that's why I was miserable. You know, if I stopped fighting the moment I'm in, you know, I could just be there because it didn't change anything anyway.
So what could you have done? How, when you say stop fighting it, what does that mean?
Well, you know, I could have monitored my breath. I could have looked around at the people. I could have been aware of the temperature in the room. I could have given up the fight and read my book. There's a lot of things I could have done. And being frustrated in a waiting room for an inordinate amount of time was the truth of my life, but it was not the only truth of that moment. You know, if the moment you're in feels like hell, well, okay, but there's a lot of other things going on besides hell. You know, I talk a lot about the pain I feel, and that's hell when that pain is particularly bad. And at the same time, I'm aware of the sensations in the rest of my body. I'm aware of the people who love me. I'm aware of my breathing that sustains my life. And I'll tell you this, when I stop fighting with the moment I'm in, I'll turn on the TV and watch something stupid, but I will be there watching something stupid instead of turning on the TV and still grousing about my pain.
So when you were at the doctor's office today and you were miserable, why didn't you tap into your mindfulness? Why is that so hard?
It's an interesting question, Mike, and because it happened so recently, I haven't had a chance to process it. But I really don't know why. It didn't occur to me at the time. And if it had, oh boy, I would have been so much better off.
So you need an app that reminds you to be mindful when you're miserable.
I have one of them, but I forgot to turn it on.
Oh, Dan. All right. Well, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Enjoy your moment.